Track 13. Module 2. Listening 2. Page 31. Exercise 3. You will hear a writer called Alex Horn talking about keeping chickens as a hobby. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Last summer, my wife and I decided to buy some chickens to keep us company and to provide us with a regular supply of fresh eggs. Actually, a neighbour already had some and this had set us thinking. Getting hold of all the stuff we needed was quite straightforward. We browsed the internet and found a site called Chicken World that sold both chickens and all the associated kit. There was also one called Poultry Plus, which gave us useful advice about poultry health and nutrition, the amount of space you need, how much feed to buy, and so on. After a few calculations, we ordered a bright red chicken house and two birds to go in it. Great! Everything arrived a fortnight later in a large delivery van. The driver dumped the flat boxes in our garden, and then we set about piecing the chicken house together. We soon realised that the one curved bit was meant for the roof, whereas the straight-sided square sections were for the walls, and there was a triangular window. We laid the pieces out on the ground and looked at the plan. It took us about an hour to put everything together, but we had fun. We also came across a tunnel made out of wire in one box. This apparently was a deterrent to foxes, which would see our new friends as a potential meal. Finally, it was all ready. The chickens were unloaded and we stood looking at our two new housemates. We immediately named them Beyoncé and Shakira, and we loved them from the start. There were a few teething problems in the beginning, I must admit. We discovered that it wasn't such a good idea to let them walk all over the flower beds, so a fence had to be constructed to keep them on the grass. The first one was too low, and they scrambled over it, but you learn from your mistakes, and the second one worked. We had to wait a while for the first egg to appear, and I did all I could from the vantage point of my kitchen window to show support and solidarity. Eventually, Shakira laid a perfect egg, followed by Beyoncé. I hurried inside and cooked them immediately. Delicious! The flavour was infinitely superior to the eggs from the local supermarket. Really, I marvelled at the self-sufficiency of our chickens. Once provided with food, water and shelter, they quite happily went about each day, pecking the grass, minding their own business, and what's more, producing food we could eat. Of course, there were chores involved, and I was happy to take them on. Strangely enough, I found my duties unexpectedly satisfying, changing their water daily and every week, sweeping out their sleeping quarters. I felt that particular sense of responsibility which comes from looking after other creatures' happiness and welfare. As we moved into autumn, I was still fascinated with these two animals and their very distinct personalities. Beyoncé was a worrier, forever fretting over twigs or tweaking her feathers. As soon as I opened the door at dawn, she'd rush hither and thither, while Shakira slunk around in a far more sneaky fashion, stalking bugs, and even worse, pouncing on frogs and eating them whole. Despite their charisma, this was the only time I ever seriously considered cutting chicken out of my own diet. As winter advanced, our garden became unrecognisable. Chickens not only peck, they love to dig, and they certainly did dig. Our garden became a wilderness. Nothing like the website's pictures of meadows full of flowers with chickens skipping through them. The overriding problem, though, was the rats, always a presence due to a nearby river, but now attracted by the chicken feed. I installed an alarm and humane rat traps, but with no success. Finally, when there was a baby on the way in our own family, we made the decision the chickens had to go. We found a great home for them, and Beyoncé and Shakira settled in happily. Our chicken adventure was over, but I hoped only temporarily.